And here we go with the infamous bumper music. That means the Power Hour has now started. That's right, Dave Krieger, your host. Wednesday, November 3rd, 2021. It is 11:06 a.m. Central Daylight Time, at least for the time being. So those of you who are listening to the sound of my voice now can pick up the phone and call 844-769-2944 because you are listening to the show live. If you have your internet on or radio on, and you know that we broadcast from 11 to 1 Central Time. And so that means 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., folks, not midnight. So just to know that there's been a lot of shakeup politically happening in the United States of America. Yes, that might give us just a little bit of hope, but we're still fighting an uphill battle. It's not over yet. Just be glad that you don't live in Australia. And here I thought the Aussies grew up here. I thought they had a little bit more stamina, wherewithal, and gumption than what I'm seeing and hearing now. The government in Australia is now threatening citizens with seizure of their houses and their bank accounts if they don't get the jab. And I'm like, oh, really? Just be glad you don't live there. I mean, they're threatening to seize now the homes and the bank accounts of citizens over unpaid COVID violation fines. This, as much of the country's population are now living under the hell known as vaccine mandates linked to employment. In other words, you either take the jab or you get fired. A new report in the Daily Mail just went through some fresh government data compiled by the Queensland Health Authority. It found that Queenslanders who received fines for breaking COVID-19 rules risk having their homes seized and bank accounts frozen in the government crackdown in an attempt to collect $5.2 million in repayments. This is $5.2 million, folks. 3,000 cases of at least of unpaid fines are piling up across Queensland. The current number may be much more, given the last available data tracks the overdue fines through the end of September. So that means now that you've got October and into November, it's probably higher. They have a registry that is now threatening Australian citizens, and this is what they call active enforcement, which may include garnishing bank accounts or wages, registering charges over property, or suspending driver licenses. Be glad that you are not a part of that. Be glad that you are living in a country, if you are living in the United States of America, where at least we have a modicum of freedom and you have the right to say no. And nobody's going to level a fine against you and attempt to steal your property, which is what the Australian government appears to be doing. They've, from at last report, set up what many people from the air looking at these photos appear to be concentration camps for the purposes of stealing Australians' kids and taking them there and vaccinating them by force. Yeah, that's, you know, that to us is just unethical. Well, it gets even worse over here. We now, according to Epic Times, we have a real problem. A Louisiana teenager was given a COVID-19 vaccine without parental permission. 16-year-old kid, East Jefferson High School in Metairie, Louisiana, according to a COVID vaccination record reviewed by the Epic Times, he went in on a recent school day, and the parents are supposed to sign for anybody 17 or younger who wants the vaccine, according to Louisiana Department of Health. Now, this is a state that is mandating that this happen. The parent has to consent. And so the attorney for the parents is saying what we have here is a parent who has had their parental rights stolen. A nurse from Ochsner Health gave the boy the vaccine at the school. They have administered vaccination on site at a number of schools since the FDA authorized the jab for Pfizer, you know, as for kids as young as 12. The signature of Jennifer Ravain, the mother, can be seen on a vaccine consent form, but the family's lawyer said she did not sign it, nor did her son forge her signature. The boy initially thought he was signing up to get a vaccine at a later date, planned to discuss whether to get a jab with his mom, according to the family's attorney. When he learned the shots were happening at that time, Oh, all of a sudden he got pressured into getting it. Hoxner acknowledges that a mistake happened. The boy did not receive parental consent. Oops. Well, why was that form signed? Who signed it and why? Oh, this is going to be fun. I would love to be a fly on the wall in the deposition on that one when they get the nurse who administered that shot. Yeah, and who signed it? I mean, we're literally looking at a severe litigation as a result of this, folks. And this is Louisiana Department of Health that mandated the fact that parents have to consent to this stuff. And here we have a school that just takes it upon themselves to go stick a needle in every arm. You see, there's a lot of people out there, folks, that are still drinking the Kool-Aid. And it, you know, this despite the fact that Virginia, last night gave a resounding, mandate to stopping this CRT, critical race theory, and this nonsense in Virginia schools, teaching people that if you're white, you're bad. You have a problem if you're white. It's going to be a real interesting conversation in our next half hour when David Horowitz comes on. He's the best-selling author of I Can't Breathe, How a Racial Hoax is Killing America. We're going to be talking about white supremacy because that appears to be what it's all about. And here we have Winsome Sears, who was just elected Virginia's first black lieutenant governor. Bully for her. And then we have a Latino attorney general. Looks like he's going to get elected too. So you want to talk about diversity, Mr. Democrat? That's what I have to say about it. You know, you got your wish. We have diversity, just not Democrat. So they're sending a signal. And here again, if you were watching the television, you saw Kamala Harris, our giggly vice president, basically state that, you know, Virginia's a bellwether state and whatever happens in this election is pretty much going to dictate what happens in 22 and 24. Well, she's eating her words this morning, folks, because with 99% of the votes in, Glenn Youngkin has a 3-point edge over Terry McAuliffe, who basically said parents can go piss up a drain pipe. That's what my father used to say all the time. Basically, they told Democrats, we don't like what you're doing. The sad thing about it was, is there's only a 3-point margin. This is a problem with a 3-point margin. That means that the balance of the voters that went to the polls still ascribe to this nonsense. They still can't get it through their head that they would rather live in a Marxist state and have their kids subjected to this garbage and this nonsense where they're basically said that if you're white, you're a racist. You know, something they don't agree with, you're a racist. And when you challenge them on it and ask them for the information, the data, which I'm really curious to hear what David Horowitz has to say about this in our next half hour. You know, when you ask them about it, they go, well, if you don't know by now, and they turn around and walk away. You see, they don't have the data, folks. That's just it. This is just like science right now with the COVID vaccine. It's like with all of this, these mandates, this mask garbage. You know, there was reports coming out as of yesterday, according to Epoch Times, that Virginia elections officials are now having to answer reports of maskless voters being turned away from the polls. They weren't going to let them in. Well, this is a real problem. You know, the Republican Party, according to the Virginia GOP, said if someone's not wearing a face covering, they may not be turned away or refuse their right to vote. So now they're getting to the bottom of this. The chairman that's in charge of voting, the elections official there, said, no, well, we're going to check this out, but I don't believe that anyone was told they couldn't come in. Well, how did that rumor start in the first place if it didn't actually happen? We don't know. So it's one of those things that it's another little tweak, and part of the other problem that was kind of crawling around in the back of my mind, it might have been yours, is that Mark Elias was retained by the McAuliffe campaign to kind of like oversee what might possibly happen and how they could counteract it. Well, with a 3-point margin and that much of a percentage of voting the way it was, I mean, we're talking about tens of thousands of votes here. I do not believe that even with that other 1% of a whatever write-in ballots or absentee ballots or whatever the case may be, I don't see them recovering from this. I believe that Glenn Youngkin is going to be sworn in as governor, and he's a businessman. He's kind of like President Trump. President Trump is a businessman. In my book, as a libertarian, President Trump is not a politician. He is an egocentric businessman that knows how to play the game, and he did very well when he was in office. Now, you may disagree. You may think that, oh, Dave, you're way off base. Now, I'm just calling it like I see it. You know, I'm on the outside looking in, watching both sides of the aisle in Congress make a big mess of things, hence why I went out and bought the Libertarian T-shirt, and it basically says, never underestimate the power of stupid people in large groups, with a picture of the Capitol on it. So you got to understand, you know, where my viewpoint is coming from. I'm kind of neutral in this whole thing. Now, am I glad Glenn Youngkin got it? Well, of course I am. Why? Because he was a better bet. He actually cares about parents. Isn't being a parent more important to you than having some teacher tell you that you don't have any right to challenge what your kids are being taught? I would think that would be a real big bone of contention with most of you. Now some information according to RT. British Medical Journal is publishing a damning report claiming that Pfizer faked the vaccine data in trials. Why am I not surprised? So the British Medical Journal has published an incendiary report. I like that word, incendiary. It means it blows up. Fake data, blind trial failures, poorly trained vaccinators, a slow follow-up on adverse reactions. So why am I not surprised? We all knew that this was coming. We all knew that at some point in time, the real truth was going to come out about this stuff. And as far as President Trump and President Biden are concerned, I think that Fauci and the CDC and the NIH lied to President Trump in the process of them. I think that what it did was it opened up the door for Big Pharma and everybody else to get into people's heads and lie to them and come up with a devious plan to depopulate the United States as well as the rest of the world. That seems to be the indicator from all the scientists and frontline doctors that I've talked to. I'm just not spewing this because it's my opinion, and you might have a different opinion than I do, but from all indications and from the data that I've actually read and studied extensively, I am actually seeing that there is a factual basis for making the statement that this is a eugenics program and it has been planned for a long time, and that Bill Gates and other people that you're very well aware of are involved in it. A landslide, according to Al Jazeera, it's amazing that we can pick up stuff like this you don't normally hear on the mainstream media. A deadly landslide has hit the country of Colombia on the west side. 10 to 20 people injured, 15 to 20 people missing following the incident in Nariño province. All sorts of things happening in America today. A judge, a federal judge, believe it or not, has made a ruling in favor of businesses that have Christian beliefs. Remember all those lawsuits about, you know, don't bake me a cake and I'm going to take you to court and go all the way to the Supreme Court? Well, a federal judge, according to WorldNet Daily, has ruled that for-profit businesses, when they operate on sincerely held religious beliefs, are protected from liability for claims of discrimination by those who chose the LGBTQ lifestyles. Gee, and here I thought LGBTQ meant let's get Biden to quit. The company that filed the action, Braidwood, has established Title VII places a substantial burden on its religious exercise, and defendants fail to meet the burden to show a compelling interest, according to the judge. But even if their broad formulation of their interest in preventing all forms of discrimination were sufficient, defendants have not selected the least restrictive means. So in other words, they could have gone to someone else and said, look, could you bake me a cake? I'm a homosexual and I'm getting married to someone of the same sex and we want to have a wedding and can you make me a cake? And if they don't have a problem with it, fine. And if that means they got to go to the grocery store and put Adam and Steve instead of Adam and Eve, well, that's entirely up to them as long as the store is willing to bake them a cake. And the amazing thing is the case was decided just days ago by U.S. District Judge Reed O'Connor. And if any of you have studied Reed O'Connor in Texas, he is the one that also was the judge in the case where three different counties, or Dallas County rather, in Texas, sued mortgage electronic registration systems over the scam of all these property recordings, just so you know. We're still waiting on results from the New Jersey governor's race. Here's signal number two, because at last count, and we've been watching, Governor Phil Murphy looks like he's about to take it in the shorts. Republican challenger Jack Chiarelli actually is leading Murphy in the votes, not by much, a little over 1,000 at last check. The outcome, too close to call. Republican strongholds Chiarelli was counting on, especially Ocean County, the biggest GOP vote-producing county in the state, saw a massive turnout. While turnout appeared milquetoast, I always like that one, because it's not spelled like you think, in the state's urban, heavily Democratic areas. So we're keeping an eye on that, just so you know. There are other things going on, too, like Facebook. Any Facebook users out there? Well, guess what? The facial recognition system is now being shut down, according to Vice. Facebook, I don't know if you knew this or not, it has more than a billion users. And guess what China's been doing? Tapping into this thing and taking all of your photos and everything else and making a file on every American that's on Facebook. Imagine that. You thought you had privacy. Good luck with that. Yeah, people, and this is what really blows me away. I have seen people put stuff on Facebook. It's like, what were they thinking? They're sitting there admitting they're an alcoholic. And they have all, I mean, you don't talk about stuff like that. You don't air your dirty laundry on Facebook. If they're starting a file on you, why are you trying to help them out? You know, unless you have some ulterior motive, why are you doing that? For those of you who wished for lower prescription drug prices, you should know that the Democrats have reached a deal on lowering them. They also are looking to roll back the cap on state and local tax deductions as they finalize the spending package, which now, of course, given the blowback in last night's elections around the country, where especially looking at where this brouhaha last year started in Minneapolis, voters up there, 56% have gone to the polls and says, hey, we want our police department back. You don't get to create a Department of Public Safety that's kinder and gentler, that sends social workers out to domestic violence dispute where they risk getting shot at. I mean, come on, folks. This is just nuts. We were doing fine before all of this started, and then we had some not-so-well-meaning police officer put his neck on somebody's – or his knee on somebody's neck – and while they were ODing on fentanyl, no questions asked, he says, I can't breathe. Well, this is going to be interesting when we talk to David Horowitz in our next half hour, because you're going to hear some real issues here in the Marxist strategy behind Black Lives Matter and how we can recover and save America from this white supremacist narrative. So one kid like Dylan Roof gets away from a background check, and the FBI is being held accountable, and the government's having to pay out a bunch of damages for him going and shooting up a black church in South Carolina in Charleston. Sad but true. One incident, and so all of a sudden now we can sit there and take and extrapolate, if it bleeds, it leads, all over the United States and apply it to every single situation and say, oh, yeah, it's the white supremacist again. Nah, it's just another label, folks. Don't be alarmed. OSHA, by the way, when we're talking about vaccine injuries, guess what they've done? They've changed the rule to cover up vaccine injuries, according to Mercola. They've amended its injury recording rule in a way that hides the true extent of the damage of the jab and its effect on the American workforce. According to OSHA, the employers have to record and report work-related illnesses, injuries, and fatalities. The recording requirement initially also applied to adverse reactions suffered by employees who had to get the COVID shot as a requirement for employment. The rule was changed in late May of this year. OSHA will not enforce the recording requirement if the injury or fatality involves the COVID jab, even if it was required for getting a job. The non-enforcement will remain through May of 2022. With this change, OSHA technically is covering up the vaccine injuries and hindering workers from seeking workers' comp. Meanwhile, federal employees required to get the COVID jab are going to be eligible for compensation for injuries through the Federal Employees Compensation Act, or FECA. It's almost like feces, you know, because to me, if you are disabled because of the jab, well, it's all caca in my book. Having large numbers of injury reports can raise a company's insurance costs. However, if OSHA is going to require that all employers with 100 or more employees to implement vaccine mandates, then companies are going to be in the same boat. None are going to be at a particular disadvantage. So OSHA really needs to think about changing its recordability guidance back to where it was. Just so you know, this is a crazy world we are living in right now. And I still ask the question, and I still am getting back channel emails and text and messages, which we appreciate. I really do, because it lets me know how a lot of Americans are thinking. I don't know if you've seen the new video that's out right now that we caught on Fox this morning that they were playing about This Is Our House. So it's kind of a interesting protectionist type of a video that everybody should go to YouTube. I think it's on YouTube. You can watch it there. Rather interesting. So we'd like to know what your feelings are, especially when David Horowitz comes on the program in the next half hour. Make a note of this number, please. 844-769-2944. And by the way, if you've got nothing to do, buy us a cup of coffee online. You can do that at thepowerhour.com. Every little bit helps keep this program going. This week, we're doing a little 10% off sale on the iComplex CS. Dr. Robert Abel is going to be joining us this Friday to discuss about the benefits of this particular serum. In the meantime, stay with us. David Horowitz is next here on the Power Hour.
This is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita silver lozenges. A of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Each and every one of you are very special to us here at the Power Hour, which is why we offer this special for you. Now through this Sunday, 10% off on all Miracle Skin products at thepowermall.com. That's right, all Miracle Skin products are 10% off all week long. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 or online at our newly designed thepowermall.com store. Buy from the good guys. Buy from thepowermall.com. Hurry, sale ends this Sunday.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Once again, back to the second half of the Power Hour of this hour. That's right. We're a two-hour show, folks. So we are in actually the second quarter of the show. Dave Krieger with you. It's so glad to have you here. Some of you might be experiencing a little snow flurry. Others are experiencing cold and wet. Some have sunshine, but it's a little nippy out there. Well, it's that time of year, of course. 844-769-2944. Tell me what's on your mind. I know there's something there. You are excited, obviously, because you think that Virginia's election results sent a signal to D.C. Well, I think it certainly did. If you're going to talk politics, some of you, it may be, you know, a little bit past your bedtime to talk about politics. In other words, you don't want to talk about politics. You're sick of politics. And I understand that. You know, it's frustrating what's going on in the United States today with all these mandates and all this garbage and the fact that you're not going to get a cheap Thanksgiving dinner this year. We were out pricing turkeys at the grocery store yesterday, and the average size turkey, which would have cost you somewhere around $18 to $20, is now $40. And one little skinny, scrawny turkey, I don't know why it even made it in the package, was $18. And I'm like, wow, this is, it was $1.48 a pound. I don't know. It may be different in your area. You may be having a sale on turkeys this year. Maybe it's just defying the law of logic and, you know, somebody's actually discounting their turkeys to get more people in the stores. They call those lost leaders. So we'd like to hear from you, 844-769-2944. Tell me what's going on in your world. And if you want to talk to David Horowitz, he is the best-selling author of I Can't Breathe, How a Racial Hoax is Killing America. Well, you certainly can do that too. 844-769-2944. David Horowitz, welcome to the Power Hour, sir.
Thanks for having me.
The I Can't Breathe were the George Floyd words, and that's amazing how the left created George Floyd as their poster child, given his criminal record and the fact he was hopped up on fentanyl. Of course, that didn't matter. They still put the cop in prison that put the knee on his neck.
And the fact, and when they tore up 220 cities and killed people on the idea that George Floyd, whatever happened to him, happened because of his race. There was no evidence whatsoever that there was a racial element in the death of George Floyd, which you would have known because two of the four cops who are on trial for murder, one of them is black and the other is Asian. So how does race factor into their behavior?
Correct. How does it factor?
The chief prosecutor for the state of Minnesota, Keith Ellison, who backed the defund the police resolution that failed, was asked by 60 Minutes right after this phony trial they had, was asked, was there a racial element in the death of George Floyd? And his answer was, we couldn't find one. So I will tell you, my book, I Can't Breathe, How a Racial Hoax is Killing America, is portraits of 36 so-called victims of white police racism, everyone based on lies that Black Lives Matter put out, and that were uncritically reported by most of the media. It's striking that I should even have to write a book like this.
It is.
But if you go through it, it will make you very, very angry.
I bet it will.
You know, just the basic idea that black people are oppressed in America and marginalized. What a joke. The black community is the center of the nation's attention and has been for decades. The privileges, governmental privileges, based on affirmative action, where you go to the head of the line to get into an Ivy League school, where you go to the head of the line to get a job or a promotion, all aimed at black people. So how is this an underprivileged group? Americans want the black community to accept, white Americans want the black community to succeed. And even the reaction to the George Floyd video, everybody was horrified. Everybody. There weren't a lot of voices speaking out to defend the cops. Were there? So if that's the case, how can race be an issue in these incidents? Almost all of them, by the way, are armed criminals, including Breonna Taylor was an armed, her boyfriend was, and shot a cop. Armed criminals resisting arrest. Well, what do you expect to happen if you shoot at police in the middle of the night when they come with a warrant for your arrest? It's crazy. And I think people will, I think everybody senses that there's this problem. The anti-white racism in this country is rampant.
Yes, it is. And we have a lot of callers that are listening to this program right now. David in Virginia, sure. You have a question for David Horowitz?
I'm not really sure if it's for David Horowitz right there, but I was speaking about the election right there that we had yesterday right there.
Yes.
And the people we got running for our government right there, they always seem to have bad, you know, things that they've done in the past and all this other stuff. And it's like my dad told me when I was a kid and I was listening to all this right here. You know, he said you got to vote for the lesser of two evils right there. And from what I gathered from this election right there, you know, maybe we did that. Maybe we came to. But if nothing else, the people that's been in there for years and years, you know, we need to swap them up just to see what somebody else might do with government right there and everything to help us out and all that, you know.
Yep, I appreciate that. Thanks so much for your call, David.
This is
just like the old saying that politicians are like diapers. They need to be changed often and for the same reason.
That's what my mother used to say.
Exactly.
Look, I think
well, your mom was
sound,
yet a smart mom, David.
That was a sound principle. Well, that what that gentleman said. But I think America is reacting and rejecting. I hate calling them progressives because there's nothing progressive about racism. But you
That's
have 96. You have 96 members, Democrat members of the House, who call themselves the Progressive Caucus, who are all racist, stone cold, hate white people, hate America. That's what the hatred of whitey is really about. It's hating America, obscuring, you know, rewriting history. That's what critical race theory is about, to condemn our country from its origins. The whole world supported slavery until the 18th century, when Wilberforce in England and Thomas Jefferson in America said it was immoral that all men are created equal and have a God-given right to liberty. That's what ended slavery. And to hold America, to call it America's original sin, is just hatred of America based on historical illiteracy. America led the world in ending racism. The whole world embraced it. And it was eventually outlawed because white Western civilization, England and America in particular, sent their troops into Africa and other third world countries and forced them to give up their slave systems. So you can see that most of what you're getting in the media is the world turned upside down. In my book, I Can't Breathe, Our Racial Hoax is Killing America, is an attempt to set the record straight for people who are interested in this. I think this is the most vital issue in our country today, and we have to win this battle.
Right. Well, and it's the thing is that I was explaining before you came on, David, you know, we talked about Dylann Roof and the fact that the government is now paying out reparations to those families of the nine people that were killed in that black church in Charleston, South Carolina. And how are we to know? And just because we have one isolated incident of somebody that goes off half cock, now all of a sudden everybody's a white supremacist. It's so easy for the media, who I think the it bleeds, it leads syndrome, has this tendency to come out and just blame everybody and everything for one isolated incident.
Correct. If you're a racist, that's the way you react. You had white skin, so all white people must be bad. That's the way the Ku Klux Klan thought about black people. If there was a black criminal, all black people are potential criminals. That's a Ku Klux Klan mentality, and it is the mentality of the Democrat Party today. And I'm so glad that the tide seems to be turning in Virginia and elsewhere, and in Minneapolis, where they voted. Look, 80% of the black community supports more police. Of course they do.
Because correct.
Police departments are not systemically racist. How do I know this? Because the Civil Rights Act of 1964 outlawed systemic racism, institutional racism, in so many words. The only systemic racist institution in America is affirmative action, where you get promoted or go to the head of the class because of your skin color. They had to go to the Supreme Court to get an exception made for affirmative action because it violates the Civil Rights Act of 1964 and the U.S. Constitution. That's why there's a Supreme Court ruling on it. So if there was systemic racism in police departments, there would be massive lawsuits and millions of dollars in damages for violating the law. There are no such lawsuits.
And no, they actually, David, they have a thing called the State Tort Claims Act that allows people to sue for damages caused by police officers. And a lot of these now we're looking at cases that are involving qualified immunity. And in some of these cases, the courts are saying, nope, you're not entitled to qualified immunity on this one, pal. So, you know.
Communist. My parents were communists. I come out of the progressive left, if you will. I left it 40 years ago. But they hate two institutions, first of all. The military, because they hate America, they want us to lose versus any of our adversaries. Stalin's Russia, Mao's China, Xi Jinping's China, Iran. They're always on the side of our enemies. And the other institution they hate is the police. In the 60s, the Black Panthers had the slogan, off the pigs, kill police. It's no different today. Anybody who is for defunding the police is either an ignoramus, doesn't even bother to look at the facts, or hates America and wants to disarm. They hate black people, too, because the people who suffer most if you defund the police are inner-city black communities, which everybody knows.
For sure. And this is something that, you know, when Larry Elder was running for governor of California, pending the recall of Gavin Newsom, I even supported Larry Elder's campaign effort, because I felt like, you know what, here's a guy that's not only is he a radio talk show host, which we have that in common, but the guy actually is smart. The guy actually cares about the population of California, and they called him a racist.
Oh, that's what racists do. They use the race card for everything. And the Democrat Party needs to suffer massive defeats in 2022 for this country to be healthy again. Look at what we're doing. We're paying $500,000 per person to people who broke our laws to get across the border. As we pay military heroes like those 12 guys against the 13 in Afghanistan, they get $100,000 compensation. Biden hates America. He hates Americans and he hates white people. And he said, insofar as he's making any of these decisions, he's such a world class liar. It's hard to listen to him because he doesn't make any sense. But once you understand that he's making it all up.
Right. Okay. Well, so now this book exposes the Marxist strategy behind Black Lives Matter. I mean, I think we have seen enough examples. And I mean, obviously with you being in the location you're in, you're very familiar with Patrice Cullors. And a lot of people just became very disenchanted when it was exposed. All the real estate hold up she's got.
She's a psychopath. She's a founder of Black Lives Matter. She's a Castro communist. Psychopath for whom black people can do no wrong and white people can do no right. And she blames everything in her life that's bad on white people, not the people responsible, like her mother, who had three children by the time she was 15 and was never home, like her father, who was not her actual father, who deserted the family when she was six. Doesn't blame him, like her biological father, who was a drug addict. In fact, she reports in her autobiography, this is the founder of Black Lives Matter, an argument she had with her drug addict father, who was right when he said, you have to take personal accountability for what happens to you and what you do. And she said that was a racist myth. George Floyd would be alive today.
If he had
taken four times the lethal dose of fentanyl on the day he got arrested, hadn't resisted arrest, and he wasn't killed by a knee to the side of his neck, because there's no windpipe on the side of your neck. And that procedure had been approved by the liberal Minneapolis police force 247 times in the last 5 years. And nobody died in those 247 cases. People who are interested in this fight, my book is just a very powerful weapon for you. I can't believe.
What blew me away is the fact that, you know, there were people there with video, with cameras, and they were videotaping this whole thing, and not one person stepped in, not one person called 911. And told the supervisor, hey, there's a situation here you need to be aware of. This cop has got his knee on this guy's neck. I've got a picture. I got video. No, they didn't do that. They just sat there and rolled tape. You know, it was like the whole thing was a staged setup. It looked that way to me, and it's just like, look, with all the riots and everything, and here there are four cops and, what are there, 20, 30 people standing around watching this? Every single one of them could have come to the aid of their fellow man if they felt it was that important. And see, this is the hypocrisy of this entire thing that just totally blows me away.
Well, also, Keith Ellison, the attorney general for the state of Minnesota, suppressed the videos of the arrest, the original arrest, before Derek Chauvin was even involved, and to show the officers were solicitous of George Floyd. He couldn't follow an order for 3 seconds. He was hysterical, delirious. He was screaming, "I can't breathe," when no one was touching him. This was all drug-related. And Ellison suppressed those videos. They were released by the UK Mail because he was trying to rig the case.
Of course. Yeah, they do this a lot. I've noticed that in the justice system in certain states, they basically don't allow the jury to see certain things. And, you know, we have to convict this white cop, because if we don't do that, I mean, there's going to be more riots in the streets and hell to pay. If we don't do something, we've got to send a message that, we take care of our own.
That's why it was a fake trial, because the president of the United States announced he was praying for a guilty verdict. Maxine Waters traveled to the state and demanded guilty, guilty, guilty. And people were threatening the jurors. And everybody and his mother knew that if this cop was acquitted, there would be another massive riots all across the country, killing people, burning cities. This is what you call domestic terrorism, not a peaceful demonstration in the Capitol on January 6th. The Democrats are evil. People need to wake up to that. Maybe they'll wake up. Think of it this way. There are 96 stone-cold racists in the Democrat caucus. It's called the Progressive Caucus. And they all support Black Lives Matter, defunding the police, and hate America curricula, like critical race theory.
No doubt. Anybody, if you have a question for David Horowitz, 844-769-2944 is our number. You've got basically 2 minutes to call in. So get on the phone right now if you've got a question. I know something's eating at you, given all this nonsense that we've been faced with here lately. Virginia has spoken out and said no more critical race theory in our schools. You know, you're not going to sit there and teach our children to hate themselves and hate each other and put divisive labels on people. We're not going to tolerate it anymore. The people have spoken, despite the fact that there was a majority that said no. The minority, which was 3% less, said yes. They were still willing to tolerate this, which shows you that the face of this movement is still very much alive.
Yeah, but it's taking a punch in the nose with this election. And these elections, even New Jersey. I mean, this guy, the Democrat, won by 16 points last time. He's winning by whatever it is, less than a point now. I think Americans are very well-meaning. They give the benefit of the doubt, but there comes a point at which they put their feet down, and I think that's happening. And you have this Democrat Party in Pennsylvania, which conducted all these illegal maneuvers and regulations during the 2020 election. And the Democrat Party is supporting fixing elections by saying voter ID, which is the only way you can have integrity in elections. That is, you have to know, somehow connect the ballot to an actual citizen. Not to illegals, not to criminals, and so forth. The Democrat Party opposes voter ID to a man and a woman. What does that say about their attitude toward black people? Democrats think that black people are too stupid to follow the simple rules that white people follow regularly. That's what's behind that attitude. They don't care because like I say, they use the race card as a weapon. They don't think about it at all.
No doubt. Chad,
you know,
Chad in North Carolina, you're on the phone. You've got just about a minute left here. So what's your comment for David?
Yes, sir. He probably isn't aware, but in past months he had James Fetzer on as a guest. And on his false flag conspiracies 2020.com site, he had a presentation where he said that the George Floyd arrest, or the person holding down Floyd when they moved him, was, he said it was a rubberized African-American dummy that they carried away.
Look, there are idiots of all colors. I'm not interested in your opinion. There are idiots of all colors in our country, and they have the freedom to call into radio shows and blather about their stupid theories. So I don't get the point of what you say. You're just trying to smear the talk show host here.
Well, and I'll tell you, this is an interesting scenario, because the David, the conspiracy theories have been blowing up ever since our country got thrown into this 10 months of hell. And we certainly appreciate your time for calling in and letting us know about the book, I Can't Breathe, How a Racial Hoax is Killing America. Folks, the website is DavidHorowitzFreedomCenter.org, and we appreciate you having some time to take with us here on the Power Hour. And Chad, thanks so much for your call, too. So, we're getting to that point now where we're going to come up to the top of the hour. And we're going to be joined by Daniel Miller, who is the president of the Texas Nationalist Movement. This group wants to see the state of Texas become its own independent nation. Now, imagine that scenario. We'll be back after the break. Dave Krieger on the Power Hour. Stay with us.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiatics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.